It is so beneficial to children when they see us express our emotions openly and model stress management. There's no reason you can't implement resilience techniques into your classroom for both you and the children. If you add these things to circle time, centers, morning greetings, etc., it guarantees that you will also have a space to calm if need be. However, in the interest of expressing emotions, it's okay to gather the class for a team meeting and try some of the following techniques. You can start the conversation by saying something like, "I'm starting to feel a little stressed out. I can feel my chest tightening and my eyebrows are furrowing. Do you guys ever feel this way? What helps you feel better?" And then transitioning into kid-friendly stress management techniques. You can practice slowing down and breathing with the kids and have them recall the practice the next time they're feeling upset. Even infants can participate in deep breathing. Simply place your hand on their belly and model deep breathing. Yoga is another way to get your kids to participate and can be part of their gross motor learning. Here are some examples. Animal yoga. Sit in a circle. Invite each child to name their favorite animal, and after naming that animal, showing you a pose that represents the animal. Then have everyone get up and take a deep breath. Then do the same pose. Check YouTube. Depending on your state's licensing rules, there are lots of videos on YouTube that can either guide you through audio or video into some child-friendly yoga. Yoga books. There's a preschool-friendly book for everything these days. Yoga is not excluded. Stop by your local library or see if there's room in the budget for new books. This hits not only social-emotional learning marks for your children, but also gives you the space to calm down when you need to.